traveling in the wrong direction. You're traveling in the wrong direction. If you wanna be tough, it ain't how you're looking, and it ain't what you say. If you wanna be tough, I'll show you how to do it, baby.
Too Much Rock podcast number 440. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Sam Coffee and the Iron Lungs. That is Tough, off the band's self-titled album. Came out last summer, July of 2017, on Dine Alone Records. That band out of Toronto was touring through and played in Kansas City at the Brick a few months back, and I just loved their show, wanted to join their band, wanted to join their cult. That album is good, that song, very, very good. Anyway, I've got music for you this week, 8 tracks, but only probably 25 minutes worth of music or so, so it's going to be a little short, but that means short songs, which are good things, I think. This is the Pandoras with the song Just a Picture.
Yeah. Lennon is a man who doesn't take too kindly to being told by others what to do or what to say. He's not the sort of character about whom songs are written, but I'll sing you this song about John Cronin anyway. John Cronin is a man, I think of this we can be certain. He feels he's seen the truth that all the others seem to miss. No corporation type for John, he'd not be seen dead in one. I fear he feels he's found a way to prove that he exists. This Cronin isn't sound. Doesn't listen to advice. He seems to think that none of this is serious. Habits must he mend. A message must be sent. John Cronin is a man about whom colleagues speak of warmly. The timetables are slipping and now something has to give. It pains me to inform him now he's on a final warning. The union has done the very best it can for him. Now Cronin is unwell. The doctor says he'll be away for weeks and who can tell if this is serious. Flowers should be sent. Could this be the end?
I'm not sure I pulled that set off there. Did that work? Let's see, we started things off with the Pandoras, the song Just a Picture, and it says on the new kind of mini LP, Hey, It's the Pandoras, that Brugger Records just put out last week, March 23rd. That band based out of Los Angeles, and I don't know how long it's been since we had a Pandoras album, but it's nice to have them back, and I will never get tired of Kim Ritchie's voice. After that, we heard from Alma Coogan, the song Love is a Word. That is on the Marylebone Beat Girls 1964 to 1967 compilation that came out last summer on Ace Records, though originally that single was released in 1965. I knew very little about this lady, even though she was hugely popular in the 50s and very early 60s in the UK. But by the time rock and roll arrived and the Beatles arrived, she was terminally unhip. And 1965 kind of was the last shot of it all, but unfortunately she died in 66. No comeback was possible. That is an excellent compilation. Ace Records just keeps putting out ones that I want every week, it seems like, and I'll have one, I think, on next week's podcast too. So there we go. And then we ended things off with a band called Those Unfortunates, also from London. The song was John Cronin is Unwell, and it's on two songs about buses, aptly titled two-song cassette single that comes with a 12-page zine explaining the inspiration of it all, which in short is a BBC program about a bus strike. The band put that out themselves, I think, just yesterday, March 29th. Anyway, whew. If that set didn't work, it's okay. I'm fine with that because the podcast isn't slick. I'm not picking out tracks and making perfect flows. What I'm doing is buying new music every week, and whatever I buy, I'm going to play on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, more music. That's what you're here for. This is a new one from Reckless Eric. It's called Flash.
Looking for a lady in the middle of the night. Sitting all alone inside the house, wondering how it might have been if I'd gone out, exploring possibilities within my room.
that one any better? What do you think? Am I still pushing the boundaries between acceptable transitions between bands? I think everything's a little sketchy this week. We ended that set off with Pale Kids. The song is called Saint Teresa, and it's the lead track of a three-song release called Hesitator, which came out last week on Father-Daughter Records, that band based out of Durham in the UK. I like the band. I like the EP. I like the song. Everything's fine. Stop asking so many questions. Before that, we heard from Adira Horse, based out of Brooklyn. That song's called Bad Thoughts, and it's on a four- or five-song EP called Backswimmer, which came out about a year ago, March of 2017, on Custom-Made Music. I didn't give it much thought then, and frankly, the only reason I picked that back up is because they have a new single, and it's really, really good. So I thought maybe I was missing something on that EP. No, the EP doesn't do much for me, but that new single, it definitely does. And you'll hear it on the podcast when that release comes out. Count on it. Before that, we heard from Reckless Eric with the song Flash. That's a deep cut somewhere in the middle of the Construction, Time, and Demolition album, which comes out next week, April 6th, on Southern Domestic Recordings. He's based out of New York now. Long, long history there. That album is really, really good. You're going to want to listen to it a lot of times and soak up everything that's there, and there's a lot there. I don't hear any singles. That's my ear, I guess. But like the last album, the more you listen to it, the more you're going to enjoy it and realize that he really knows how to write a song. Anyway, let's wrap things up. You've been listening to podcast number 440. I am your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the Too Much Rock podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media apps like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things happening tonight. The 30th, Big Star and Badfinger tribute at the Record Bar. On the 31st, Schwervon is playing at the Brick. Looking into April, Pale Waves is at the Record Bar on the 5th, or Dead Meadow is at the Riot Room on the 5th, or Adira Horse is at the Replay on the 5th. Julian Baker is at the Granada on the 6th, Dashboard Confessional, Beach Slang, and someone else good, Kississippi, I think, at the Granada on the 8th. On the 8th is also The Darkness at the Truman, Duran Jones at the Record Bar, or Nap Eyes at Love Garden. Maybe that Love Garden show is early, and you can catch a couple of shows. That's the way you should do it. On the 10th, the Queers at Davies. The 12th, Witch Jail is playing at the Brick. I think that's a release show with the Jorge Arena Trio. On the 14th, Brian Fallon is at the Riot Room. The 15th, Chastity Belt is playing at the White Schoolhouse. So looking forward to that one. On the 19th, Schwervon at the Record Bar. 24th, Joe Jack Talcum is at the Record Bar. I think that's with Destroy Nate Allen. Always on the 26th at the Record Bar. 27th, Comeback of Montreal. 27th, you can go to the Riot Room for Rogue Wave. 29th, Martha is playing at F Broadway in St. Louis. Worth traveling for yet another Durham band. So crazy Northeast England, somewhere north. Really good accents. Love them all. And then on the 30th, LA Witch is at the Riot Room. And that's all I'm going to tell you about for now. We're not talking about May. Looking at the website, only a few things have popped up there, mostly because I've been lazy. There are photos and video of the Cro-Mags, I Hate God, Altered Beast, and Devil's Den show. There may be photos up there of the Abandoned Bells, Natural Velvet, and Lover Girl show shortly. And I also have photos from I don't even remember what show I was at last night. Folks, it's getting bad. I'm old, Alzheimer's. Anyway, that'll be up there soon. Okay, let's wrap things up here. One track left. I'm going to play a track from Ames, Iowa's Stars Hollow. The name of the song is called It's Not That, and it's a lead track on a five-song EP called Happy Again that the band just self-released last week, March 23rd. The band comes through frequently, playing basements or records at Merit, and very much emo revival, whatever wave this is. They're very much on top of it, finger tapping, shimmery, and, emo. So let's leave it there. One track left for you. This is Stars Hollow with It's Not That. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.